Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller here to talk about something I just absolutely hated as a child, Texas beets.
Hey, my wife loves beets. You know, we see this little red vegetable, and many of us probably realize we don't know a lot about beets, but they're good for us, right? Beets are an interesting vegetable. They happen to be good, too. You may know that beets are a very good source of vitamins and minerals. They're high in those two items. In fact, you'll find beets can help you with your mental health, and I need that. And, of course, they're a good source of energy, and I need that, too. But did you know that they're low in calories, but they're also high in sugar? I don't know how that works, but the good news is, though, that the sugar they contain is released in our bodies very gradually. It's not quite like chocolate.
So when's the growing season?
Well, you know, they're a cool season crop, and when temperatures are cool in the spring, the fall is the best time, and they don't do where the hoot in hot weather, but sometimes I don't either. So you can find beets growing all winter in many South Texas areas, and further north, beets should be planted as soon as the soil can be worked in the spring, you know, early. Soil temperatures must be at least 40 degrees for the seeds to sprout, and after that, they're often growing. But depending on where you are, you might want to keep them in mind for your garden.
Where can we grow them?
Well, beets are great because they don't require a lot of room. They're kind of like radishes. You should plant them where they'll get at least partial shade in a deep, well-drained soil. And check them out. I think you could probably grow some beets pretty easily.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.